This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. There's a lot to talk about here tonight. Hopefully, you will take control, though, and bring up things that are interesting to you at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, I want to start out with the economy, because those of us who run in the Liberty circles have been led to believe that there will be hyperinflation at some point, that it just hasn't hit yet. And, of course, the question is, why? I mean, if you look at the numbers, you can see that the money supply has apparently been doubled. That's my understanding of it. I'm not an economist. I've just, I've seen some presentations on this, and I believe the presentations that I've been shown. And so you think, well, if the money supply has been doubled, then prices should be roughly doubled.
Yes.
I mean, that seems like a general statement.
If you read Dishonest Money by Joe Plummer that we have available at gold.freetalklive.com, you'll be armed a little better to answer this question. However, I still wonder, when does the hyperinflation come?
Well, I mean, I'm glad it hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, some things have gone up. I don't know if it's due to the money supply specifically, but I know it seems to me that food has gone up in cost.
Yes, I would say so.
It seems to me also. But I know that the money supply has been collapsing at the same time. I mean, the loans, a lot of mortgage loans and things collapsing. Housing prices for sure are dropping still. They're not ready to stop dropping yet.
Right.
And that's actually lingering longer than the predictions I heard. The actual drop in housing prices. So a lot of that is a collapse of money supply. So while they're printing it, there's also some imaginary money that's going poof.
Well, that's also what I'd heard, because I remember a few months back I saw a story over at LouRockwell.com that, in point of fact, the money supply was deflating. So I've gotten conflicting information. I don't really know, but maybe Kevin Fitzgerald can help us over at Minionville.com with his story, four reasons that hyperinflation hasn't hit the United States yet. So I'm gonna throw these out there, and then tell me what you think about this.
Okay. The amateur armchair economists here, right?
Well, I mean, anybody can call and comment here, of course.
I wish Jason Osborne, the owner of SACL CAI and a PhD in economics, would call in and comment.
Everything we know about classic economic theory suggests the U.S. economy should be experiencing Zimbabwe-like hyperinflation right now, thanks to the nearly $2.2 trillion that the U.S. Federal Reserve has pumped into the system. But we're not. Yet. Classic economic theory says that money supply can be used to stimulate the economy, and our central bankers seem to agree. That's why they pumped more than $1 trillion into the economy, engineered countless bailout bonanzas for zombie institutions, put Detroit on life support, and delivered a bunch of financial band-aids to the trauma ward, all in a desperate bid to make Americans feel better about the current global financial crisis. To their way of thinking, the trillions of dollars have been a success. That's why any meeting of the Group of Eight Nations looks more like a mutual affection society with central bankers eager to claim credit and backslap each other in congratulations for having avoided the Great Depression, too. But by taking the federal balance sheet to more than $2 trillion from $928 billion in 2008, so there's your first number, so balance sheet to $2 trillion from $928 trillion, they've created a situation that should have resulted in an epic inflationary spike to accompany the 137% increase in liabilities. Yet, it hasn't quite happened. Core inflation, which denotes consumer prices without food and energy costs, has actually decreased from 2.5% in 2008 to 1.5%. Now, those, of course, are the government's numbers about inflation. Presently, that has many investors who have heard the siren call of the doom, gloom, and boom crowd wondering if they're worried about nothing. So what gives? Well, according to Fitzgerald, there are four reasons that we have yet to see hyperinflation in the United States. Number one, banks are hoarding cash. Despite receiving trillions of dollars in taxpayer-funded bailouts and lived through a litany of shotgun weddings designed to reinvigorate the shattered lending markets, most banks are actually hoarding cash. So instead of lending money to consumers and businesses like they're supposed to, banks have used taxpayer dollars to boost their reserves nearly 20-fold, according to the Fed. The money the bailout was supposed to make available to the system is not actually passing go, but rather getting stopped by the very institutions that are supposed to be lending it out.
You know, I have a confession to make at this point. I was having a conversation with, as I just mentioned, Jason Osborne about this very subject.
The hoarding?
Hold on, I'm getting to that. About why aren't we having hyperinflation? Mm-hmm. You said we're going to have hyperinflation. So I was asking him these same questions, and he said, in fact, just what's being said right here is that the banks aren't lending the money out. They're hoarding it because they're afraid that, they know that the bank that hoards the least amount of money is the next one to go. So he did answer that.
It might also, the thing is, too, if you can anticipate these booms and busts, you know when to sell off your investments and to hoard cash so that you can wait until prices drop and buy things. Now, banks, that's not the way they work. Presumably, they lend out money, obviously, instead of investing things. But I wonder also how many people are just sitting on money waiting for the deflationary part to stop so that they can invest and then benefit from the inflationary cycle.
You mean people outside of banks?
Yeah.
Yeah. The three-year average annualized loan growth rates were 9.6% before the crisis. Now they are shrinking by 1.8%, according to Money Magazine. Reason number two, the United States exports inflation to China, which remains only too happy to continue to absorb it. And what this means is that low-priced products from China help keep prices down here. And this is critical to something that many in the China is manipulating their currency crowd fail to grasp. If China were to unpeg the yuan and let it rise by 60% or more it's supposed to be undervalued by, we'd see a jump in prices here in everything from jeans to tennis shoes, toys, medical equipment, medicines, and anything else that we import in bulk from China.
Yeah.
Chances are the shift wouldn't be dollar for dollar or even dollar for yuan, but there's no doubt it would be significant. Many economists I've talked to privately think 25 to 35% is probable. So the next time you hear a Buy American extremist, you might want to share this little inconvenient truth. Now, before I get a bunch of hate mail about this, let me just say I want to buy American, too. I'm all for supporting our native industry and our own domestic job markets. But in today's world, made anywhere is really hard to do and even harder to support.
It really is. I mean, if you look, I've seen, stuff on this. And if you look for a toaster that's made in the United States, you're not going to find it. If you do find it, it costs $200.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to find things that are made in the United States. And, this isn't the easiest question to answer and the easiest one that people want to hear from, libertarians. But let me trot it out here real quick. The fact is, if we didn't have all the regulations that we have on manufacturing businesses that aren't on manufacturing businesses in China, and we didn't have the minimum wage that China doesn't have a minimum wage, and we didn't have all these immigration restrictions on people coming into this country so that they can come here, they could work mm-hmm. for a low wage, they could live, work in whatever conditions they chose, or whatever it was that they wanted to do. If we didn't have those things, then we would be competitive. But if you think that you can take a class of people that are used to getting,
spoiled. They're spoiled.
$20 an hour and living and working in factories that have wheelchair ramps and all mm-hmm. the other things that it is that that they would need for these to meet these regulations, God knows what, these incredible amount of regulations, and then you're going to put a product on the market that's going to be competitive, you're just wrong. And the people that want to restrict trade into the United States, they know that's true. What they want is they want the average person to have to buy a toaster at $20 a pop.
And have to pay more, which is going to impoverish poor people in this country even further.
Sure.
I think you meant $200 a pop.
What did I say?
$20
a pop? I'm sorry. Yeah, you a toaster, perhaps you would pay $20 at Walmart, but yeah, $200 a pop would be what it would be for a toaster. And you can imagine what it would be like for poor people. Would they have 3 color televisions in their house?
Uh-uh.
Would they have a toaster? Would they have all these things? No. Poor people would be poor like they were back in the old days.
Yeah.
So if you, if you allow people to come to the country if they want to work for what wage they want to work for, to work in what conditions they want to work under. And yes, I understand some of those are going to be what we would call sweatshops. But all we're doing at this point is exporting our sweatshopness to China.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, Mark, at the same time, I mean, you use the term sweatshop, and that really conjures up some nasty imagery. The truth is, without all those regulations, there would be a lot of competition available in those industries, and it's very likely they would compete based on working conditions to get the best class, you know,
that much is true,
workers.
Too, as you found the better quality
more
workers.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL,
you are paying way too much.
It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider.
DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up.
Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET.
That's 1-866-2-GET-NET.
Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including, by the way, the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. It's right there on the front page of the website. In fact, just put up the brand new torrent for the month of October, so you can download all of the shows that we did in October in one fell swoop for free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The show is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is here with us in New Hampshire. Come on up here, get involved, because there are hundreds of people who've already made the move. There are already some very, very exciting things happening, both in the realm of politics this year. There were some great successes in the political realm, and I still think politics is the worst return on investment, but here in New Hampshire, you can get a return on your investment, unlike in many other places where all of your political efforts are for naught, it seems. So we've seen success even with a few hundred early movers. We're expecting to have 20,000 people move here, and currently the numbers of signers, the people that have committed to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, are hovering close to 10,000. So we're increasing. And want to get to 20,000 sooner rather than later. I want to get you here regardless of whether that number hits 20,000 sooner rather than later. So be an early mover like we are, and go learn more at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. This is hands down the most exciting liberty movement, I think, in the world today. And it's great. Lots of civil disobedience and non-cooperation going on. Not all the news is rosy. However, we did just find out that our friend Kurt Hoffman, one of the local activists here in the Keene area, who was a little bit out of line in the courtroom by...
Well, it's a matter of opinion.
Right.
According to Burke, he was.
Right. By the judge's standards, he was. And instead of letting him out, as he did with me when I essentially ate some crow and said my mea culpa to him, I was allowed to get out. Kurt has not been. The word came back today that Kurt's motion to essentially be released, he was sentenced to 180 days on a contempt of court charge because he told the judge he wanted to be told please when the judge was demanding that he sit down. And so the road man didn't like that very much, hit him with 180 days. And so Kurt apparently apologized to him this morning. I don't think anybody but his wife was there at the time, so I don't know exactly what transpired. But the word did come down that Kurt is, the order was made that he will continue his six-month sentence. He's been in jail for an entire month at this point.
It also needs to be stated that Kirk has been hurt rather badly by knocked down while in handcuffs. And it may be that what the intent here is that they don't want to let him out because, well, he's in a wheelchair currently, and half of his face is slack. It looks like he had a stroke. This is a young man. He's probably younger than I am.
35, maybe. Something like that.
So, you know, not your average guy for having a stroke, and he looks really rough. And I can't get a doctor in there to see him.
Even get a call back, can you?
No, nothing.
So this is the current situation, and this is one of the reasons that we need more people here sooner rather than later. If we have more activists, we have more sway, and things like this, injustice like this, would be, I think, less likely. So come on over to freestateproject.org. Visit us also at freekeen.com to get the latest on Kurt's situation. All right, so we continue, though, with Minionville.com and their story from Keith Fitzgerald, rather, about why, four reasons that the U.S. has not yet experienced hyperinflation. He points out that the reason number one is that banks are hoarding cash. So they've been told to lend this cash out that the Fed's handed them, but they aren't doing it. So if they were to be loaning that cash out, then we would see some inflationary aspects because of that. Second reason is that the United States is exporting its inflation to China, which at this point is remaining happy to continue to absorb it. However, if China were to unpeg the yuan and let it rise by 60% or more that it's undervalued by, we'd see a jump in prices in all of the Chinese products that we buy on a regular basis. So that hasn't happened yet either. In fact, he points out that the interconnected nature of business and global manufacturing chains, not to mention the payment system, makes it nearly impossible to just buy American. Granted, perhaps that's part of the problem, but that's a subject for another time. The lessons were learned in the 1930s are clear, and they must be acknowledged. Protectionism only makes matters worse, no matter how we feel about it personally. And indeed, that's what you were touching on, Mark, is if these people that want to demand want to force people to buy American, get their way, and you know they managed to forcibly prevent people from outsourcing their jobs and moving their companies overseas to reduce costs. That will have a tremendous effect on the economy here, and the poor people of America will become ever more impoverished as a result of it. Plus, if inflation hits, that'll make it even worse for the – or when inflation hits, it'll make it even worse for the poor. I mean, they're going to get the ass end of that stick, too.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. I mean, the minimum wage that they're earning is not going to go – it's not going to be worth more.
Number three, third reason that hyperinflation has not yet hit, consumers are still cutting back. Therefore, the spending that normally helps pull demand through the system is simply not there. I don't know how things are in your neighborhood, but where I live, people are still cutting back. Indeed, data from the U.S. Department of Commerce and the Federal Reserve Board show that consumer spending growth averaged 1.4% a year prior to the economic crisis and is now shrinking at a rate of 0.7. Now, what this means is that people have figured out that it's more important to save money than it is to spend it. And given that consumer spending makes up 70% or more of the U.S. economy, this is a monumental change in behavior that all but banishes the last vestiges of the greed is good philosophy espoused by Michael Douglas as Wall Street pirate Gordon Gekko in 1987. Finally, number four, businesses continue to cut back rather than hire new workers. Therefore, wages and wage inflation figures are lower than they would be if the economy was truly healthy and the stimulus was working. This is especially tough to stomach because it means people are still being marginalized, laid off, and part-timed instead of being hired. And that means that most of the earnings growth we've seen this season has come from expense reductions rather than top-line sales growth. And those are two very different things. But while this is tough, it's also helped keep inflation lower than it would otherwise be. Prior to the financial meltdown, the job growth averaged about 1% a year over the last 3 years. Now it's falling by 4.2%. The upshot? Well, any one of these factors could change at any time, and that means investors who are relying on the Fed's version that everything is okay and that the government is managing inflation may be in for a rude awakening. The only thing the Fed is doing is managing to manipulate the data, and even then, not very well. So there you have it.
Right. They attempt to, they do manipulate the data, but you can't manipulate it all without, there's just too many people involved in the process, and that won't fly, but they do their very best.
So those of you amateur or professional economists listening to the program that have just heard those four reasons why hyperinflation has yet to hit the United States, wondering what you think. Is he on the ball? Is he on target with that? It sounds like it makes sense to me what he's saying.
I'm surprised he didn't mention the electronic money that's collapsing right now, because that seems to me like a big factor.
As a counterbalance?
There are still foreclosures happening where the money is just not – they're not going to get paid back.
Right, because when they loan money for whatever it is, when they loan money, they are essentially – the banks are authorized to create it from thin air. So
right.
that's a very inflationary process. But when those loans are defaulted on, then
that money disappears. That's probably a bigger factor than even the printing money and the electronically produced money by the central banks and by the Fed, because fractional reserve banking creates like this exponential growth in the existing money.
You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on this or whatever you want to talk about goes at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, contractor crackdown. We'll explain what's happening, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about anything. Go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had an interesting day. I had to, first off, I had to go to pay my, for my village sticker on my car.
Okay.
And this was upsetting. It's just upsetting because I decided to give in to the extortionist. I paid late. I wasn't going to do it. But I live in an apartment, and it would be easy for them to come at night and tow my car away.
So point of information,
I don't want to take
Matt,
that chance.
You live in Illinois. You mentioned a village sticker. Does that mean that in Illinois you have to get a tax stamp from the town that you live in?
That's correct. Where I live, if I don't have a sticker on my car, they are allowed to, and they will come into people's driveways. And tow their cars if they don't take their cars.
Now, is this something that you have to? So you have to pay a state registration fee on a yearly basis plus a town, or is it just the town? Or does it work?
No, the state has the license plate renewal every year, so you need a sticker on your license plate, mm-hmm. and then you need a sticker in your window for the village.
Hmm.
And not every village has this. The village that I have doesn't have it. This is the first time. I've only been living here for 6 months, and this is the first time in my life I've had to actually buy a village sticker.
Gotcha.
And all right. I was going to protest it, but I don't want to take the chance.
Yep.
Because they will come and steal my car.
Well, I agree with you. I think that I know that you happen to be a Free State Project participant. You're eventually planning a move to New Hampshire. And I think
that's
that
right.
one of the themes that I think you'll find common on this program amongst the hosts is that it may be tempting to want to do things like that where you are, but if you don't have the activist force to back you up, then you're likely to get rolled over by the steamroller that is the violence of the state. So I think you made the right decision there. It makes sense to go along to get along, at least until you can get around other people that they're willing to back you up. And even as we've seen up here, we still have a problem with tyrants in New Hampshire, but at least we've got a network of people that can help out.
Well, and a lot of it too is even if you get rolled over as you described it, at least there's some PR that we can get out of that. And the support, and that's kind of the point of civil disobedience. You know that there's going to be some kind of sacrifice, or that there may be at least,
mm-hmm.
and at least you get something out of it.
That's a good point. So Matt,
right.
Tell your story. Go ahead.
If I was in New Hampshire, I probably would not have paid. But that's not the reason why I called. There's a lady friend of mine, and she's. Doesn't even have a car. They actually took her car, and she's not very wealthy. In fact, she's living on disability. She has a son, and I help her out where I can. And one of the ways I help her out is I take her about a 10-mile trip. I take her to a place where she can sell her blood plasma, and
wow.
I take her twice a week. The first day she goes there, she gets $20, and the second day she goes there, she gets $30. So if I take her twice a week, it's an extra $50 a week for her. But she needs the ride.
That's nice of you.
So she took her son to school this morning, and she told me the story. When she got in the car, she was late, and I asked her why she was late showing up. And she had to talk to the dean of the school. Her son's in... Her son's in junior high school, and she was talking to the dean and the principal of the school and the detective that's stationed at the school.
Uh-oh.
And her son's been sick lately. He's been ill, and she's been keeping him home. You know, there's all this stuff going on with the flu, and she didn't want to send him to school while he was sick to infect the other students. Well, it turns out if she doesn't have a note from the doctor... The detective will give her a ticket.
Oh my gosh!
And they will fine her for her son not being in school.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
She should just send him to school and let them deal with figure out whether he's sick or not.
I guess so. Yeah.
They're trying to incur an expense on her that might be extraneous. I mean, he may have just a mild cold, cold or something. Or he may, maybe something they can handle at home.
Well, as though you need to take a trip to the doctor to ascertain whether you've got the flu.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And or just whether this is just the flu or sickness. And if, as a parent, you can't tell whether or not your child is too sick to go to school or not, as if you have to defer to the doctor
mm-hmm.
to let them know. So
hey, the rules are the rules.
I'm getting very angry at the bureaucrats at the school. This lady, she knows how I feel about all this stuff. We have nice talks about it. She's not quite as on board as I am, but she's getting there, and she understands my point of view. And she's telling me, calm down, I don't want you getting too mad. And because they let her off the tickets and they let her ride. I'm going, yeah, but what if they had ticketed you? You can't afford to pay them. You don't have any money. And she goes, I know. She goes, if that had happened, they would have taken him to the juvenile home.
Oh, man. Jeez.
So And then she says, and then they would have kept them for 2 days, and after that, they would have kept them and started demanding the money until she paid.
That's
the holding
that's
your
ransom.
Son for ransom.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
We need the
that's
system.
Right.
Well, we need the system to protect poor people.
And I think, yes, that is the point. These are, this woman and her son are very poor. They're at the bottom of the barrel. They're living off of welfare. She can't find a job right now. She's not real healthy. Like I said, I'm taking her to so she can get $50 a week extra so she can afford to eat. And she's our landlord has her. Her rent is paid for by the state. So this is a school system that's supposed to be helping out these kind of people. How the hell is that helping?
Oh, my gosh. What an awful story. So this is just, it's right in line with the way these people work. I mean, their tools are violence, threats, extortion, in this case, holding a child for ransom. I mean, these people are a criminal enterprise from top to bottom.
Right. And to be fair, they did give her a break. They didn't ticket her. And they would have probably if she had been, because I live in a suburb the suburbs, you know, got some pretty wealthy people in it. But still, it's just.
Well, they gave her a break so they could be seen as nice guys, and so they could also threaten her into compliance.
And that way they don't have to feel bad about doing it, next week or whatever.
What's she going to do? Yeah. Is she going to send her son to school anyway? Just, all right, to hell with it. Here, have a sick kid.
Well, yeah, she just can't let it write. She can't let them, she can't let him be sick anymore. He will have to go to school if he's sick, or she will have to take him to the doctor. And she can't really afford to be going to the doctor either. I suppose the state would probably pay for that too, but, that's more burden on the taxpayer.
Yeah. Thanks for the story tonight, Matt. Any other thoughts?
No, that was it. I just thought you guys would be interested in that.
I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Boy, that's real compassionate of the state. Real compassionate towards people in need.
It's crazy. It is just absolutely flabbergasting.
You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site and ask you for your support on a voluntary basis to help us out. One of the ways you can do it is by voting for us. We do need your votes on a monthly basis. If you've yet to vote in the month of November, we still need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It helps keep us in the number one position, which we are not in right now. I believe we're in second place.
Yeah, we're down by, more than a dozen votes, and it's kind of disconcerting.
So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, brings new people to the show, helps spread the ideas of freedom. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for a spring placement placement by November the 15th, and for summer placement by January the 31st. It's with the Institute for Humane Studies, and all you have to do is go to libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's continue on kind of this economic track, but from a different perspective. We started out the hour talking about hyperinflation, and then it led into a brief discussion about how it is that the government cracking down on outsourcing will end up hurting the poor people in this country. It's because we can get products from China and other places around the world that costs are kept low, rather than seeing inflation maybe hit a little harder than it might otherwise, and that helps the poor. Bringing in low price products from elsewhere help the poor because it gives them more money in their pocket at the end of the week, whereas if they had to buy everything in the United States or that was manufactured, if they had to buy everything manufactured from the United States, it would increase their costs and decrease their standard of living. And so that's all true. So let's look at it from a different perspective. This is from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. One of the things that you might be doing if you are maybe not poor to the point where you're renting, but maybe you're somebody that is just barely able to afford to buy their own home, you know, kind of one of the homeowners on the lower end of the economic spectrum. One of the things you might want to do in order to save a little bit of money is to hire an unlicensed contractor. It's to bring somebody on board.
I can tell you, I did it.
I've done it too.
I've done it many times, and I've been more happy with the unlicensed ones than with the ones where I jumped through all the hoops. And
I've had mixed results.
Because I didn't rely on the notion of their licensing and all that stuff to protect you. I've done that in the past and gotten burned. It didn't protect me. And so I was like, well, I can't count on that. So I'd much rather talk to some people who had good experiences with them and get people that I feel confident about through other channels. And so I didn't have that false sense of security for the licensing. And so I got people that I could count on, and they came through because they want me to hire them again someday.
And recommend you.
And recommend them to other people. And I've had excellent, I don't have any horror stories from the unlicensed contractors I've used.
Well, I'd say that, the reviews would be mixed, but I don't know that.
The reviews of the licensed guys are mixed too.
Right. So. I don't know that one can necessarily say that licensed guys are going to be better than unlicensed guys or anything like that. I think you need to do your due diligence either way.
Exactly.
And the difference for me was that I just didn't have the false sense of security from the licensing. And now, does that mean I won't hire a licensed one? No, of course not. But I want to get someone that someone recommended to me. I'm not going to trust that.
Yep. So from both perspectives, from the perspective of the homeowner that's looking to save some money, hiring an unlicensed contractor can allow that to happen. From the perspective of the contractor, being unlicensed can allow you to reduce your costs so you can pass those savings on to your customers. So there's a reason that maybe number one, you don't want to be licensed because you're just living underground, basically, to where you aren't paying taxes, you haven't paid any licensing fees, you're just that kind of underground personality where you don't want to live above board, if you will. There are a lot of people out there like that. And so being an unlicensed contractor allows you to provide people with the services that you're an expert at without having to jump through all the state mandated hoops. And
the state mandated hoops aren't cheap. A friend of mine was basically, I can't remember what the terminology is, but there's like a residential plumber and then plumbers that sort of outfit new houses, especially in the Florida area where, they were building lots of new houses at the time. And he wanted to transfer over from, building new houses to, working for someone building new houses to doing a residential work. And he didn't have the money to just go ahead and open up his own company, get licensed and all that other stuff.
But he had all the tools and whatever.
He knew he had the know-how and he had the tools. And he intended to get a license, and he did about, 9 months later. But in that interim, I employed him to, do some stuff on my house, and a rental, and then recommended him to some friends, and in that, so he was able to make some money while he sort of studied for his contractor license, and then went out and got it, and now he's got a few people working for him, and business is going swimmingly. But if you just start up the way the government wants you to, and pay all their fees up front, sometimes that can ruin your business plan to the point that you're just not able to survive.
Indeed. Let's go to the South Florida Sun Sentinel to get an example of how it is the government's helping everybody with this situation. They're ready to assist and to make sure that people get the jobs done they're looking to get done.
Government sucks.
Or maybe not. A man in a tropical print shirt is buying a foreclosed Cooper City home for his daughter in Broward County, Florida. She stands nearby in the gutted kitchen as her dad discusses renovations with a contractor he's contacted through online classifieds. The father writes down the jobs they've negotiated on a sheet of notebook paper. They've just agreed on a price. When a bedroom door bangs open and two men in black bulletproof vests storm, shouting into the kitchen, "Broward Sheriff's Office!"
BSO.
The contractor, who it turns out is unlicensed, is handcuffed and hauled away. The Miami man was one of 15 people arrested on Tuesday and Wednesday during an unlicensed contractor sting run by the Sheriff's Office and the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. The home buying, this is exactly what the economy needs right now, is to put a bunch of unlicensed contractors in prisons so we can artificially inflate the amount of money that the licensed people are getting.
And before you go and say, hey, we got another jerk off the streets, remember that this guy was likely employed employed in some business previously, you know, relatively recently, said, you know, I know how to do this work. I'm just going to put some, you know, something on Craigslist, and I'm going to feed my family, my kids and my wife I've got at home. My wife's working her butt off. I can't get a job, and I'm going to do what it takes to get a job. This is absolutely disgusting.
Sure
that
is.
These sick tax eaters would point guns at this guy that just wants to feed his kids.
Well, and this is why this is exactly the kind of way we ought to be functioning economically, is people should be able to just go out and work for themselves. I think it would happen a lot more, and it would be a very good thing for almost everyone involved, is that people, not, you know, we wouldn't all have to go and work for some, you know, the
big
choice
company.
Wouldn't just be a big corporation or a big company or work for some, you know, obnoxious boss who exploits you and all this, is if there were the opportunity to just go out and work for yourself, and then people who did work for companies, those companies would have to be much more competitive toward their employees and treat them better.
Sure.
Because they know they could just go out on their own if they don't have a better environment, a reason for being in that company instead of just out working for themselves.
But the reason now is because men in black are going to take your freedom away from you. I mean, I didn't realize this was going on. Sure, we've read stories from...
I didn't know SWAT teams were dealing with unlicensed contractors. Talk about a police state, my God.
You know, these guys could have just as easily walked out and say, hey, Broward County Sheriff's Office, we got you, man. We're going to have to put you under arrest. Here's a ticket, and we're going to see you in court on, you know, such and such day.
That would still be outrageous.
Right.
I'm glad they came in with the bulletproof vests on because they showed their true colors.
Right.
That would have been typical statism to come in and be nice about it and write a ticket and not look violent, even though it's absolutely at its core very violent.
Sure, it's true, and I agree that there's from a public service on for the part of Liberty, they've absolutely helped us out. However, what one needs to realize is that when you pull guns on people and you point them, sometimes things go wrong. And, you know, this guy could have just as easily been shot dead. And these guys, these BSO people, nothing would have happened to them.
Nope.
It's sick. This is absolutely sick and disgusting, and it, in so many ways. You can see the rampant martial militarism that goes on in the police department, that they want to wear bulletproof vests and bust out pointing guns at people. But this guy is going to...
Someone is going to act in self-defense, not knowing. There's no time to figure out what's going on. You just know someone busted into your home and is like shouting threats at you, and someone's just going to react instinctively, defending themselves, and then they've got an excuse to shoot them.
And they will.
There's more to this story. I mean, in fact, we still have to let the bureaucrats speak for themselves. What do they have to say in defense of their actions? Hour 2 is coming up. We'll share that with you, and you can share whatever you want with us. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.